Hi James, my name is Sarah. How are you today?
Hi Sarah, we've actually met before. Believe it or not, you interviewed me for my first job here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I usually have a really good memory for faces.
That's no problem. I mean, that was at least 7 years ago now, and you did give me the internship I was applying for, and that let me get my foot in the door here, so I can't exactly be mad.
That's a good point. It says on your CV that after your internship in the R&D department, you were immediately hired and you've been working in our R&D department as a technician ever since.
Actually, Aerofleet is the only company I've ever worked for. I love it here.
I'm glad to hear that. But I have to say, your role here has always been a very technical role. And now you're applying for a position as a manager for a team of technicians. This should already be clear from the job description. But this role is mostly about dealing with people and won't require your technical skills at all.
I am aware of that. It's actually specifically why I applied for the position.
You don't want to work as a technician anymore?
No, I want to work more with people, and I think I have the qualities and the experience to be a great manager.
Experience from your CV? It seems like you don't have any experience managing people.
Well, not on paper, but for the last 2 years, I've basically been the unofficial team leader for my team. The official manager has four different teams to oversee, and just between you and me, he doesn't have nearly enough time to manage four teams.